D-Mace Vingan and Donick here with you on 102.5 The Game. Connor Newt, Derek Mason, Willie Donick here with you. Hey, let me quickly tell you that 94.9 The Fan is your home for Vanderbilt women's basketball, and coverage is presented by Pauncey Law. Tonight, the Commodores take on Alabama at Memorial Gym at 6:30 p.m., and pregame begins at 6:15 p.m. Big one for the Doors tonight in Memorial
Big
Gymnasium.
One. And they're giving away, what do they call those things last night?
Squishmallows.
The Squishmallows,
yeah,
man.
Squishmallows.
I didn't even get one. I waited to the end of the game. They ran out. At first, I was like, what are these things? I don't know. And I'm like, well, everybody's valuing it. Maybe I'll just go grab one and give it to
I'll have someone run across the street.
Or something. If somebody could pick me up one over there tonight.
Yeah, we'll send someone out there and meet you up in the booth.
Yeah, hook me up because they told me last night. I was like, we're out of them, but we'll have more at the women's game tomorrow night. I was like, well, I'm busy, but thank you.
I got a thing. Speaking of things that we have, we have a guest joining us here on our phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Our friend Terry McCormick of Main Street Media covers the Titans, does a great job for them, is on the line with us. Terry, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Obviously, breaking news for the Tennessee Titans today as they trade away Tavondre Sweat 1-for-1 for Jermaine Johnson over to the New York Jets. Just kind of your takeaways from that. Do you like the trade? Do you think it was a fair trade? Do you think the Titans could have gotten maybe a little bit more with the upside that Tavondre Sweat provides?
I like the trade because I think it's a situation with the Titans where the guy they're getting, Jermaine Johnson, is now 2 years removed from an Achilles injury that he actually suffered at Nissan Stadium against the Titans in week 2 of the 2024 season. And he played for Robert Saleh before, actually had a Pro Bowl year in 2023 and was really an ascending player before that injury. So I like the gamble. He's on a fifth-year option, which means it's a one-year prove-it deal basically now for the Titans to see what this guy can do and see if he's worthy of being a long-term solution and helping with the pass rush. And then with Tavondre Sweat, I had heard last year, back as far back as the Jarvis Brownlee trade, when that happened, that Tavondre Sweat was another guy who was kind of on thin ice with the organization just because they weren't happy with his conditioning, they weren't happy with his overall approach and his just kind of his whole demeanor in terms of the way he approached the game. And now with him being a 3-4 guy and the Titans going back to a 4-3, he really was going to have to do a lot of changing to his body and his game to find a role on this team. So I think it's a win for the Titans in that they get a guy who they know can help them if he's healthy.
Terry, the question emerges for me now that the Titans have sort of looked to adjust their edge rusher problem. I think you're going to need to add a lot more guys just for me to feel a lot better about it. But the question for me that kind of emerged as soon as I saw this was, does this shore up the Titans are probably going to take an edge rusher in the draft to try and bolster that front four? Or do you think they're capable of going to the other side of the ball and maybe now that they feel they've addressed the edge rusher situation, they look to add someone to help Cam Ward? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, you know, they need help at a lot of different places. And when you're sitting at four, you need an elite player. You need somebody who's very productive. You need somebody who can change the game and be a difference maker. I'm not sure that any of the wide receivers are worthy of being picked at number four. If you're going to pick a wide receiver, you need to find a trade partner and get down to around 8, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there. If you're going to stick and pick at four, I like, you know, some of the pass rushers. I think Reuben Bain, that, you know, Robert Saleh couldn't stop, you know, praising him when we asked about him Tuesday at the Combine. And he really seemed to like Reuben Bain. And then Mike Borgonzi seemed to echo that, although he said they like all three of the pass rush guys that are projected to be in the early part of the draft with Arvell Reese and David Bailey as part of that. So I think they still need help at edge, and I think if you're going to fortify the defensive line and really make good with Jeffrey Simmons and now Jermaine Johnson, adding a guy like Bain to me would be a no-brainer. Now, that said, if they do get Cam Ward some help, then they're going to have to go a little different path. Maybe Jeremiah Love, although I don't know that they can, with as many needs as they have, I don't know that they can draft a running back 4th overall, even if he is the best offensive player in the draft.
Now, Terry, let's go back to the Tavondre Sweat trade. One, do you think that they ran that by or informed Jeffrey Simmons? Because this was a guy that Jeffrey was making it his business to take up under his wing and make sure he came back ready to play at a level that everyone expected. And then two, do you think it's an indictment on the last regime? I don't see it as an indictment. I just see it as a player that doesn't fit a scheme that the new coach and new regime want to run. But I think Tavondre is a hell of a player.
Yeah, I think Tavondre Sweat is a good role player. I think he's a, you know, he eats up a lot of space in the middle. You saw what type of year Cedric Gray had, and I think some of that was because of the damage that Simmons and Sweat did on the interior of the defensive line, and it made life easier for those linebackers. I think the thing that's with Tavondre Sweat that, you know, like you said, I don't think he's really a fit for this scheme anymore, and you combine that with some of the questionable work ethic and things like that that had been kind of out there over his first couple of seasons, and it made it easier to move on from him. Now, do I think they ran it past Jeffrey Simmons? They may have, you know, mentioned it to him, but I think that, you know, obviously Sweat, the best thing he could do, even though he's been traded, the best thing he could do is continue to work out with Jeff, get himself in really good shape, go to New York, impress there, and he's going to make himself some money either from the Jets or from another team in a couple of years.
Now, what are your assessments, or what do you expect them to do? One, with Peter Skoronski, do you expect them to try to get a long-term deal worked out with him? Because if he continues to play better, that means you're going to have to pay him more money, and it seems that's what he's going to do. And then Chigga Conquell, this is a guy that was critical and pivotal to their offense. He was the best run-at-the-catch guy they had on their team. So those two guys, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, Morganzi said as much yesterday that he's going to look at extending Skoronski pretty soon. So I think Jeff Simmons gets a new deal. I think Skoronski gets an extension. Now, as far as Chigga Conquell, he didn't elaborate when I asked him if any, you know, what are their free agents, and I mentioned Chig specifically to him, if he was a possible that they would extend him and keep him around. He said he didn't want to go into details with any of the players, didn't want to divulge that, but he said there were some guys that they were looking at extending. I think the question now becomes is this: if you're Chigga Conquell, you've been in a bad situation where, you know, the team that you've been on has not been very good, but you've been a durable player. You've been somewhat reliable in terms of your production. And the question is, do you want to go somewhere else and try to cash in, maybe get more money than what the Titans are offering? Because, Derek, I don't know if you agree, but I think Chigga Conquell is exactly the type of player who could leave here and go have a lengthy career somewhere else, like we've seen with Jonnu Smith and before that with Jared Cook.
No, I think he can. That's why, to me, in an offense that's so young, keeping it at least from their pass catchers, and you don't know what's going to happen with Ridley, keeping a guy like Chigga Conquell, I think it would be really I think it would be critical for Cam, because he and Cam have built this rapport, and Cam trusts him out there on the field.
Yeah, I think there's some value to that too, yeah. Because you've got a young quarterback, you've got, you know, receivers a position you know you've got to upgrade, and tight ends are oftentimes a security blanket for a young quarterback. I mean, you know, for the first 3 or 4 years of Steve McNair's career, until you and Steve really took off together, Frank Wycheck was his go-to guy. When it was 3rd and 8, he was looking for Frank to catch a 9-yard pass most of the time. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so and a guy like Chigga Conquell offers some upside more than just being a chain mover. You're right. He can run after the catch. Now, the big thing with Chig, that in the part of his game that needs to improve, he's a willing blocker. He's just not very good at it. But the thing of that is, if you bring other tight ends in who can do more of the heavy lifting as far as the blocking, you could afford to have a guy like Chigga Conquell, who's maybe only average to below average at blocking, but
you can reap the benefits of him being able to catch passes and move chains and make explosive plays occasionally.
We're talking to Terry McCormick. He has been at the Combine, so he has been getting the lowdown on the Titans. Terry, just a general question. I'm really curious if you heard any buzz about Ty Simpson. I guess we're going to find out more, but a great scenario for the Titans, it would seem, would be if he were to shoot up the draft board. He is a talent. He's young. He surprised some people by coming out, but a second quarterback that could jump up the charts, I think, would only probably help the Titans with their options. True?
Absolutely. You know, I think, you know, the Titans, even though they're not interested in picking Ty Simpson, they're probably interested in watching Ty Simpson and seeing what he can do at the combine and at his pro day, because you would like to see another quarterback get in that top five pick conversation beyond just Fernando Mendoza being number one with the Raiders. I think, you know, to have Ty Simpson elevated, I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that, but to have him elevate way up the draft board as the draft gets closer would certainly benefit the Titans, because then it would guarantee that you're going to get to probably choose from two of the top three pass rushers if somebody falls ahead of you and takes Simpson with one of the first two or three picks. And it also, you know, with the, if the, the tackle from Miami enters the conversation, it could give you the chance to have your choice of all three of those guys. So to me, yeah, but Ty Simpson's kind of the wild card in this. Now, that said, I still think he's more likely to go in the Bo Nix type of range, going 12 to 15, than he is to go in, you know, at number two or three.
What is your sense, speaking of quarterbacks, of what Robert Saleh said about Will Levis? Do you feel like they want to see if he can be the backup this year, or do you think they could end up moving in another direction? Because I'll be honest, when he talked about Sweat, I certainly didn't see a trade coming. I wasn't stunned based on what we already knew. But Saleh said some interesting things about Levis, but I wonder if we might hear his name in a trade tomorrow at the same time.
Well, it's a good point. You know, I may be in the minority. I'm of the opinion that you keep Will Levis this year, because Cam Ward is coming off a shoulder injury, and you don't really know until you see him throw and you see him get out there and do it. You don't really know that he's 100% healed and he's going to be able to go forward. I keep Will Levis at least through training camp and preseason. And then the other part of that, too, is if you want to move Will Levis, you know, it's going to be better for you if he puts some good things on tape through the preseason and some joint practices than it is him having sat out for an entire year having had shoulder surgery. So to my way of thinking, and if I'm Will Levis, you know, yes, I want an opportunity to go somewhere and start. But two, if you make it through this year, the way quarterbacks have been recycled, the way Malik Willis is now a hot commodity on the free agent market, there's nothing that says Will Levis couldn't be a hot commodity on the 2027 free agent market if he gets some spot duty this year and excels at it.
Terry McCormick has been our guest here on DVD. Terry, thanks as always. Hope you're having fun at the Combine. Hope to talk to you very soon.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for having me.
Terry McCormick of Main Street Media joining D-Mace Vingan and Donick here on the program. 615-737-1025 is the phone number if you want to get involved in the conversation. Catch D-Mace with 1025 The Game live at Music City Indian, located at 1003 8th Avenue in Nashville. This Saturday from noon to 2 p.m., Nash and the Preds Energy team will be there, plus enter to win Preds tickets and your chance to win a custom Predators Indian motorcycle signed by the whole team from Law Tigers and Music City Indian. When we come back, we'll react to some of what Terry had to say, plus dive more into some roster construction and roster moves the Tennessee Titans have made the past couple of days right here on DVD on 102.5 The Game.